Well, I know it's been a busy time for you lately. Of course, down to Florida for the NCAA championship, and now you're back here, part of this very special event. Tell us, I don't know how much you know about Arnold Palmer and his history, but what's it like to be a part of a tournament that's founded in his name?
I mean, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. I'm very honored to be part of it. I've played it last year as well, back in Europe, in England, actually. A golf course close to London. It was so much fun. And, I mean, being part of this team, representing Europe, it's a great honor, and I'm really excited for this week, that's for sure.
So then you obviously understand the format, the different styles you're going to play. Which of those do you like the best?
I like foursomes a lot. You know, it's not an easy format, not at all, but like when you play well with your teammate, it's always great format. And singles, I mean, singles are always fun. Like if you get on a roll and start playing very well, winning a match in singles is always a great feeling, yeah.
I was going to say, how much do you like match play? Some players say, you know, we'd like stroke play, and that's where the professional tours are at, but match play is always a lot of fun.
Oh, match play is so much fun. I mean, like you just said, I just played the NCAA championship back in Florida last week, and the first couple of days are stroke play, and it suddenly switched to match play. It switches to match play, and it's a lot of fun playing match play. I have the ability to, like, elevate my game when I need to, and it's a lot of fun. You can make a lot of birdies, and it just, yeah, match play is a great format, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Normally here in Illinois, you've got everybody on your side, but you might have more people out here rooting for the USA. Will it be a different feeling?
It will be a different feeling, but I know some people actually from the USA that will be rooting for Europe, so just because they know me and they like me, and they might be here too. They might come here as well next night for the weekend and support me, so yeah.
Tell me what you think about the Rich Harvest Farms golf course. I'm not sure if you'll still be in college in a couple years when the NCAA National Championship comes here, but what are your thoughts about the golf course?
I love the golf course. I think Jerry Rich, the owner, has done a great job designing the golf course. Some people have been a little didn't really like the design or anything. I mean, it's a typical golf course. Some holes are just, it's a good challenge. It's just what it is. It's straightforward. It's just straightforward, good challenge. Greens are tough. It's a lot off the tee. A lot of the tee, you got to hit fairways and greens, and then drops, putts will fall. And so you got to keep it. You just got to keep it in play, I think. But, I mean, I really love the golf course, and I think Mr. Rich is doing a great job with hosting some great tournaments here, like the Western Am next month, and obviously the NCAA National Championship in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were probably here last year then for the regional, is it playing much different than it did then?
The course is pretty similar, but we played it in May, and the weather was actually terrible. It was snowing 10 miles north of here, so we were used to it, but I remember some California schools were not very happy with that, so I have to say that Coach Mo was actually pretty happy about that, because, I mean, we're just used to it. We just fought it through it and ended up winning the tournament, so but other than that, it's just pretty much the same. I mean, except the length and just the weather conditions, but that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Palmer is coming. Are you looking forward to an opportunity to meet him?
Oh, for sure. I've never met him. I've never met Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, or Gary Player. So I think meeting Arnold Palmer for the first time will be great. I mean, it's one of my dreams to meet Arnold Palmer. He's been great to the game of golf and to all the golf community. Everybody, great. He's been great giving back to the game, that's for sure. So really, really looking forward to meet him.
Let me talk a little bit about your coach. For those of us up here in the media, we see Coach Small when he comes up here usually to play in some of the Illinois PGA events as a player, but we don't really get a chance to spend a lot of time around him when he's doing his day job and coaching you. Tell us what it's like to be have him as your coach, and also your thoughts. He was named with a few other coaches the Coach of the Year this year.
Yeah, it's I mean, Coach Mola, he's one big reason why I went to the University of Illinois as well. So I'm really close to Coach Mola. He's like, I mean, he's almost part, like, he's almost my family when I'm here, since I don't have any family here. All my family's back home, so I'm really close to him. He's helped me a lot as well in my game. I've improved a lot, and also the fact that he's a great player gives him a lot of credibility as well, you know. So when he talks, you just listen to him, and I mean, he's pretty much always right. He knows the game of golf very well, and he's helped me and all my other teammates also. So and it's always fun to play against him as well, because it's a challenging match.
What's your schedule like for the summer? Are you back here for the Western Amateur or the U.S. Amateur or any of these other events in town this year?
Yeah, I'm actually going home after the Palmer Cup, and I will be back here for the USAM, which is at Olympia Fields, a golf course that we know pretty well. I was thinking about playing a Western Am here, but I changed my mind. I have a really good schedule back home, so I'll stick to that. And I'm actually pretty excited to go back home and see my family and friends, but I love it here as well, so it's kind of in between.
Did you try to qualify for either the Opens, the U.S. Open, or the Open Championship?
No, I didn't try to qualify for the Open for the U.S. Open, but I am playing the final qualifier for the Open Championship. I'm playing it June 30th in a golf club that's called the Warburton, just north of London. So I'm playing there, and hope to make it to St. Andrews. It will be great.
Have you talked with Brian and Nick at all since they're playing in the U.S. Open next week?
I haven't had them on the phone, but we've exchanged a couple of text messages, and I mean, I'll miss Brian for sure. He's a senior. He's probably, I'm not sure if he's gonna turn pro actually, so he might still spend the summer as an amateur, play a couple of amateurs events. So I might still see him there, but yeah, I mean, I wish them good luck, and it should be an awesome experience for them at Chemes Bay.
So you play, what is it now, one more year at Illinois, and then you will plan to turn pro?
Exactly right. So my goal is, I'm for sure, I want to win a national championship with Coach Moll and my teammates, and then I'll turn pro, and I'm probably going to start my career over in Europe, because it's easier for me. I get some invites. It's not easier, but I get some invites on a challenge tour. It helps me starting a career, and then obviously I would like to come back here and play on the PGA Tour.
I think one of your teammates, old teammates from Illinois, Thomas Peters.
Yeah, Thomas Peters is doing great. He's doing very good. He's got his card. He's been on tour for over two years now, and he kept his card last year, which is great. His first year on tour, he kept his card, and he's got his card this year. He's got his card for next year as well again. So he secured that. So he's not playing 100% right now, but I mean, he's swinging it very well. His short game is good too, so he'll be all right. He'll be all right for sure.
Let me ask you about, we see some pictures of it once in a while. How is that facility at Illinois? How good is it to have as a player, and how much do you think it'll help bring some more golfers into Illinois as the years go on?
Oh, that facility is unbelievable. I mean, I think the outdoor and indoor combined, it's a $12 million facility. So we are very thankful to all the donors and Coach Moll to like organize and make that happen as well. So it's really good. I mean, we've been able to practice on the outdoor facility already the last couple of weeks. It's not, the grass is not all grown up yet, but it's going to be awesome. I might put my bed there right next to the putting and chipping green and just spend like couple of weeks in a row right there. I mean, it's gonna be so much fun. I'm really excited for next year. It should be very good for next year, and we have a great indoor facility as well. And obviously for recruiting, I think that combo of like indoor and outdoor, it's you just can't beat it. And I mean, the weather is what it is. You know, it gets colder in the winter, but we have some pretty good winter days as well. We can have some days during the winter where it's like 40 degrees and 45 where you can still play outside, but I think that outdoor indoor facility should help for recruiting for sure.
Mm-hmm. One of the people that was involved in that, obviously, and working with Coach on it was Steve Stricker. Have you talked to Steve much? Has he been helpful to you guys?
I know he's been helpful. I know his design. I've actually never met him. He usually stays at home or just goes for a tournament, but I really wish to meet him one day. I mean, I know he actually used to come to our fundraiser end of August, the Stricker event. He used to be there, but I didn't go there last 2 years because I was back home. So I actually never had a chance to meet him, but I hopefully will have a chance this year or maybe next year. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Finally then, any goals you have this week here at the Palmer Cup? Maybe just to earn as many points as you can for your team?
Exactly right. Just win every single match and have a great week. I mean, it's just going to be fun. We got to see it. I think the Palmer Cup, it's not an event where we have to fight. I mean, we all want to win, but we got to see it as a reward for having a great year. And it's just going to be awesome with my teammates. I know all my European teammates. I know my American teammates as well. Opponents as well, so it should be a fun week. Really looking forward to it.
You know, last year you came to Illinois and had a successful run in the Western Amateur, and back to Illinois again. I suppose you're hoping for good things this week for you and your American teammates here at the Palmer Cup.
Oh yeah, we've got a great group of guys here, and I know that we'll be successful with all the preparation that we've had this week. And always got to love coming back and playing golf in Chicago because they're some of the best courses in the world, and this is definitely fitting right into that suit. So it's an honor to be here, first of all, and I think we're all looking forward to competing.
What's it like for you to participate in this event, especially something named after someone like Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just a huge accomplishment. It's one of the goals that I guarantee you every one of our teammates set at the beginning of the year is to be on the Palmer Cup team. That's when you know you've had a successful year, and I think being able to play in his honor and have him here this week is such a blessing for all of us. You know, he's such a pioneer for our game, and obviously he was an outstanding player, but more than anything, he grew the game into what it is today. So it's a huge honor to be here and play in his tournament.
Have you ever met him before?
I have not. I'm hoping to meet him tonight.
Tell us a little bit about Rich Harvest Farms, the golf course. I don't know, are these rounds you're playing here almost practice rounds for defending your title in August here?
Not at all. This was the goal, to be here this week and be competing for my country, and it's an honor to be here with, you know, another 9 guys that are more than qualified. So I'm looking at this as, you know, the ultimate prize would be to win this tournament for the United States and to represent my country well. So obviously it's going to be nice to get a little experience, but this is not at all a preparation for me for the Western.
Mm-hmm. Where does this event rank in the different events you may be playing in or still try and qualify for this summer?
It was absolutely up there. Like I said, you know you've had a solid year if you make the Palmer Cup team. You've played well in college, and obviously making the Walker Cup team as well this year would be an outstanding accomplishment and an honor, again, to represent my country. And those are two of the things that I think you can really gauge how you've played throughout the year as far as compared to everybody else in your all my peers and whatnot. So to have an opportunity to represent your country, you know, you're doing something right, and I'm very proud to do that.
Tell us a little bit about your, you know, I was just talking to Thomas, and obviously Illinois probably feels the same way you guys did. We were close, and we wanted to make that next step, and it just didn't quite happen. But tell us a little bit about the run that you and your team had this year, and also if you could toss in something about Doug Gim. He actually is from up here and from my hometown.
Yeah, sure. Well, we had a great team this year. I thought, you know, even starting from day one, I thought we had a chance to win a national championship. I thought we had one of the best, if not the best team in the country as far as our depth and the accomplishments that all 5 of our players have had. And unfortunately, we ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw there against USC. And I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fight in that stroke play to even get into the match play because we got off to a really poor start. So to see that, my 4 teammates there was really outstanding, and I was proud of everybody for how they prepared for the event and their attitude throughout the event. And even, you know, after we lost, they were very gracious. And, you know, I think it's looking good for us moving forward. We have 4 guys coming back next year, including Doug, like you said, and he's been an outstanding addition to our team. He's a great kid. He works very hard. He has his head on straight, and obviously has a ton of talent, and his accolades are always show exactly what he's doing on and off the golf course. So he's very impressive. He's made a great impact on me and my teammates and my coaches, and I think it's going to be even better moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about match play. You know, we talk to the professional guys, and they'll say, you know, it is what it is. That's how the tours are set up, but they all talk about loving to play match play once in a while. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I've had some success the last year and a half or so in match play, and I think I've kind of figured out a little bit how to play it. It's obviously a little bit different than stroke play. It can be a little bit more aggressive, and you have to have a slightly different game plan, I think, than stroke play. But I really enjoy it. It is nice to compete in, you know, kind of the true form of golf and playing one-on-one, or in this case, team play. So it'll be a really good challenge. I'm looking forward to it. I know I got a couple great partners this week, and I'm really looking forward to our entire team playing against Europe.
I know that speaking with Mr. Rich, he likes match play, and some of the tour professionals have been out here to play Rich Harvest Farms have told us they actually think it's a better match play course. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a great golf course in general, whether you play stroke or match play. It's an outstanding design. I think Mr. Rich did an incredible job. It's obviously in perfect shape, but there are so many options as far as teeing grounds and pin locations, and he really did a great job at creating kind of a diverse course that he can make play challenging in any kind of weather, any kind of conditions, and moving the tees up even does not necessarily make the golf course easier. So it's outstanding. There's a lot of risk and reward as far as your aggression from the fairways and whatnot, and even off the tee boxes. So it's going to be a great challenge for us in match play, and I'm looking forward to the stroke play part of the Western Am as well. I think it'll be perfect for that too.
Did you try to qualify for U.S. Open? Are you going to try to qualify for any of the professional events this summer?
I'm playing the U.S. Open next week.
Okay, so you did get in.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go qualify?
Newport Beach, California.
And so what do you know about Chambers Bay?
I don't know much. I honestly haven't focused on it yet. I'm here in the present now trying to win the Palmer Cup with my teammates. So I'll cross that road when it comes to it. Obviously, I didn't play the USAM there, so I don't have any prior experience. But I've heard outstanding things, so I'll do my research when I get there.
Okay. And then just finally, again, your thoughts on this week, what you're trying to accomplish, I guess maybe just win as many points or as you can for your team. Huh?
Yeah, my goal is to win my four matches. I think that'll obviously positively affect my team, and I think that there's an opportunity to do that. Obviously, there's incredible players on the European team, and I think it'll be a great challenge for me individually as well as with my partners and my teammates moving forward, because it's going to be a very difficult fight out there against the European team, because they're equally as talented and gifted, and it's going to be really fun. I'm excited.